It's Morning Edition on Radio IQ. I'm Jeff Bosser. Researchers at the University of Virginia have developed and released a model giving us new insights into the spread of the coronavirus in Virginia. They presented some of those findings to reporters yesterday. Richmond reporter Mallory Nopain was on that call and joins us now. Good morning, Mallory.
Good morning, Jeff.
So we want to start this conversation with a disclaimer, right?
Absolutely. Officials want you to know, and we want you to know, that models aren't perfect. They change every day, depending on what inputs you put into them. They're not crystal balls. And in order to get things as close to right as possible, officials are relying on multiple models, of which this latest from UVA is just one.
Okay, we'll keep that qualifier in mind as we continue to talk. So what are some of the assumptions underlying in this UVA model?
Okay, so UVA researchers are using data from the Virginia Department of Health, and of course they recognize we have limited testing. So they're assuming our testing is only capturing about 15% of the cases in Virginia. Another way to think about that is that for every one confirmed case we have, the researchers are estimating there's about another 7 unconfirmed cases. And then also that half of the people out there who have the virus never even have symptoms. They're asymptomatic. And so there's all these assumptions about what percentage will wind up hospitalized and for how long that go into the model.
So now on to the takeaways from this. What does the UVA model show?
The biggest takeaway is that social distancing is working. Since Virginia implemented social restrictions, that was in mid-March, about a month ago, it's only been a month, we seem to have successfully pressed pause on the growth in new cases. Now, that does not mean that there aren't new cases. It simply means the rate of growth has been steady. It's not increasing exponentially. And the good news here is that if we can stay home and keep it steady, then at this rate, it won't be too much for our hospitals over the next couple of months. Here's how Governor Ralph Northam explains it.
It also shows that right now, Virginia's hospitals have sufficient capacity to handle the surge in patients that we expect.
Now, that's sort of the short term. Looking even farther forward, the modeling shows that if we return to life as normal post June 10th, that's how long our current social restrictions last until. If we return to life as normal, what we've done is simply postponed the surge. We'll have pushed that high number, that number that could overwhelm our hospitals, to later in the summer.
So what does all this mean moving forward?
It means that we haven't solved the problem, but we have given ourselves time, and time is important. It allows officials to come up with policy solutions beyond our current approach, and our current approach is the shut it all down approach. We now know that that's working, but as Secretary of Health Dan Carey puts it, we need more, quote, tools in the toolkit. An alternative set of tools would be widespread testing and contact tracing. That's this sort of deep investigative work to figure out the spider web of spread, and then isolating those individuals caught in that web, rather than everyone. And it's a policy that relies on having capacity for widespread testing. And as the governor has said multiple times, we're not there yet. We don't have those resources yet. So we've bought ourselves time to see if we can get there and or to some other approach.
So in the meantime, we continue to stay home, correct?
You got it.
That's Richmond reporter Mallory Nopain. Thank you so much, Mallory.
You're welcome.